Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hello.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how hate is not a mailer success gauge. What the heck does that mean, Jill?
I know, everyone thinks it's so funny. We'll talk about that.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Kevin asked, I am sending in a deed for recording and did not specify a sales price in the deed. Just says good and valuable consideration, which is perfect. My county charges a small fee for every $100 over $500 for recording the deed. Very normal. Do I need to send the county a copy of my purchase agreement with the seller when I send in the deed for recording to verify the sales price?
You want to take this, Jill?
I think it's a perfect idea, and I would.
I have a diametrically opposite opinion.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, so this county clearly does not have their own little addendum that they attach.
Yeah, they do. He's missing it.
Oh, he doesn't have the affidavit of property value? Guess.
Well, so
we don't know what county it is.
That's one of the reasons you should use Deed Perfect.
This is
true.
By
the way, but so no, we don't. But the vast majority of states require an addendum attached to the deed. They require it.
Well, you know what?
Because the assessor needs separate information from the recorder.
You know what? Let me back up. I would not. You're right. I would not include the purchase agreement, but I would state I bought it for $500, and so here's your $2.50 for the $500. Fee is what it is.
There's like three or four points to make in this question, and it's a fantastic question. We have a bunch of Kevins, but I know which one this is.
You know what, Jack? I really do think that there are some counties. I mean, I could be wrong, but I want to say it's like a documentary transfer tax.
Yeah, California,
and,
exactly. That.
Right, and I might be wrong, but I don't remember them always having the associated affidavit. Maybe they do, because that's how they verify it.
California is a perfect example. You have to file a PCOR. And right. PCOR is an acronym for change of ownership or
property
record.
Change of ownership.
Yeah. So in there is the price.
Change of record.
And they ask you, is it interrelated? It's all the stuff that the assessor needs to reassess the property on the change of ownership. And one of the things is price. So that's how they. And then you have a transfer tax in California too, and it's very small. It's like. It's cents sometimes.
Right, 65 cents for every
thousand, I think. $1,000 of transaction value. Yeah. So. The only way you can do that and disclose it properly is with, by disclosing the price. And here's another point. The good and valuable consideration language in deeds, it dates back to a very, very, when people were exchanging property for barter. Mm-hmm. They weren't, I've seen deeds that say, and for love and other good and valuable consideration, like you could deed 40 acres to your daughter. Mm-hmm. You know, that was very common. Mm-hmm. So the consideration there was love or the exchange value. So you do not want to ever put the transaction value in there. I've seen people do that.
Oh, no,
sometimes they say
deed. Yeah, don't put that
$1 and or good and valuable consideration. That's how you want to do that. Mm-hmm. Or if you leave the dollar out, that's fine. But some people mistake that and say for $65,000.
Yeah, you don't put that on the deed. That never goes on the deed.
They might kick that back.
We know I was going to add to the best thing that I always tell folks is, especially in a new county you've never worked with before, this would have been a perfect example to pick up the phone and call them. And this is what I used to do in the past. And I used to create a little cheat sheet that I had. And I've shared that with my staff, and it has since grown because every county might have a little bit different thing. And it's great to have a little cheat sheet. Every time you're using that county, just go to it real quick. And even I have dates in there that I put that when I spoke to Laura at the county on, the end of 2016, let's just say, it was you had to include this form, that form. And if there are any different things about the deeds, make sure it's a font size and anything special, make sure, have a check for this. And this area has an HOA, be sure you do that, just have a good cheat sheet. So what I would say, Kevin, is I would pick up the phone, call the county and say, hi, I'm about to send in a deed to be recorded. It's a 2-page deed. and I'm enclosing a check for $17.25, whatever. I looked it up, and it said that that's the recording fee because I have a two pages because there's an extra buck for the page or something. I don't know. Am I missing anything? And they will say, do you have this or do you have that? Or don't forget about the tax and don't forget about, oh, okay, thank you. And then that's how you find out. So that's what I would do right then and there.
And it serves a lot of purposes, as you may guess. And we've talked about it on the show before. Jill is personal. She makes personal relationships. And so you want that recorder, especially if it's a small county. You want to be super good friends with them. You're going to need some stuff from them at some point. And so you want them to have your personal phone number and all that. So I would not even consider recording a piece of property in any county for maybe the first 5 or 10 deals that you do there without really
getting to know the recorder
personally.
And what I would do too, this is what I used to do, Kevin. It's just, and then I would write in my little note, hey, per my conversation with Betty the other day, here's my deed and here's the check made out as she told me. Gosh, and if there's any questions or if I miss anything, here's my phone number. And I can't tell you how many times that they have called. We all make mistakes. No big deal. You thought you included something, but you forgot that separate check for $1 because I had to send a copy of it somewhere.
Exactly.
Whatever. No big deal. And you know what's so nice is they'll say, hey, hi, this is Betty. Hey, Kevin. I know you forgot that whatever thing. I'm just going to keep it on my desk. Can you just mail me a check for $1 today? I know it's silly, but I have to have a separate check for that. And then when I get it, next week, I'll push it on through. Oh, my God. Thank you so much for not sending the whole thing back and all of that and delaying it. So
yesterday's,
that's what you want.
Yesterday's show was all about backtaxlists.com and what that site's all about. And this is one of the things that it will be addressed. There will be a sample county deed attached as a PDF to every single county in the country.
Cool.
So that they can see the format, if their format's correct, if it's good and valuable consideration.
Our members already have these anyway.
I know.
So that's what
they do
in our program.
Well, they have them. Yes, they do, but not for every single state.
No, but
a lot of states.
It's true. The ones that we've done a lot of transactions on, we included those for everyone.
Right.
So
this is a great question, Kevin. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, also as a member, if he really wants to see a deed in every single state, all he's got to do is go in Deed Perfect and fill out a dummy deed because they're free to our members.
Right.
And do one for every state.
Oh my gosh, Jill, that's correct.
Yeah. It's right there.
You're exactly right.
Thank you very much. There's a reason why I'm here. Gee, who knew? You know, it's kind of funny. You know, Jack, you made this great product. Did you know what else it does?
Deed Perfect is
awesome.
Like the ugly duckling.
I know. You never talk about it.
I don't know why.
I sit there and go, that was one of the greatest products. Our staff uses
like doing
that
deeds.
Thing. I know you
That's
don't like doing deeds. And our staff loves it.
And if you don't like
it.
Doing deeds, listener, go do it on Deed Perfect.
It does it for you.
Man, I wish I had that
Oh,
a
don't
lot of
you?
Years
me
ago.
Too. I wish you would have made that for me a long time ago. Man. Oh, it would have been so much, so nice. So funny.
If you have a question or you'd like to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com.
I have to add that this is one of those times, Jack, that you and I say all the time, like, if we only had us years ago, how much quicker and faster, how more successful we would be. If we had someone like us, I could pick up the phone and call and ask these questions. We had nobody. We had to figure this out.
Hey, the takeaway from this is call the recorder and get to know that person and use Deed Perfect.
Yeah. And even the show, Jack, just like the topic of the show, I wish I had this person that I could listen to a show like this and learn about what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, the good and valuable consideration thing, I learned that the hard way.
Yeah, I've done that too. I remember when I first started doing DJ, you're like, why does it have the amount on there? I'm like, well, it said $10, so I made it. Now I made it $1,010. You're like, no, it's supposed to say $10. I'm like, I didn't know that. Okay.
That's exactly how that went.
Yeah.
Oh, no, sweetheart. This is how you do it. Oh, thank you so much.
That's exactly
There was no
right.
arguing.
No, because that was new back then.
I think some stuff got thrown around the office that day.
No,
I remember that.
You used to be... No, that's not true. You're good. On to the topic.
Today's topic, hate. H-A-I-G-H-T, like Hate Ashbury in San Francisco, is not a mailer success gauge. This whole show was created. It was my creation. Because I had a consulting call on Wednesday with a member, and they said, I'm trying to do this mailer. I'm trying to send offers to all these owners in this specific county, But I'm really trying to make it so that there's absolutely no one calls me. Not one single person calls me or reaches out to me and with the hate. And what he was trying to do is avoid someone calling him saying, listen, who the heck do you think you are, you know, offering $4,000 for my $4 million property, you know? And so hate is a part of this, you know? And I think like basketball players, you got to get four fouls, right? You're allowed five fouls in a basketball game. If you don't get four fouls by the fourth quarter, you're not trying hard enough. That's what I think. Go ahead.
I think some members, I hate to say this because I know we have all extremes in our world. Mm-hmm. I think some members like it because they think it's a bit of a home run.
I think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
I personally think it's one of the funniest things ever.
Well, I think that they say if I get some good, valuable hate, hey, these are obviously some rocking low offers. So here's my thing. Like, they're really low offers and they know that if anybody does sign it, it's probably a smoking deal. Okay, I get that. I totally get that. However, our goal is to send out respectable offers. And that's one of the things that I really convey when I talk to new people.
Respectful, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not.
Show some respect.
I'm
exactly,
not
Joe.
Going to say, hey, I'll give you a dollar. Why don't you just give it to me? It's not worth anything anyway. And I've heard other people say that. That is not how we roll. No, I'm trying to make a respectable offer. It's a wholesale offer. Hey, I'm the Costco here, you know, kind of thing. I'm buying in bulk, you know, and that's my pricing. And I'm not gonna dress it up fancy and put it in the front window. No, it's gonna be rolled in my inventory and it's just gonna sell when it sells, you know, kind of thing. And so, you know, but like I said, you want to have a good, respectable offer. You're not trying to hit anybody where it hurts. You're not trying to take advantage of them. And you're not trying to be a jerk.
Exactly.
So thank you. I like that you wrote down my word. Thank you. Jack just typed respectful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I try to do that in everything I do.
I know, and you do a great job.
Thank you very much. As do you.
So my point is, you're never going to do a mailer. I mean, you could do a mailer. You could offer twice what you think the property's worth retail.
Oh, and everybody
will sign
it. Send a
mailer out like that, and you will get no hate whatsoever. In fact, I would argue somebody would have a problem with it. It's just the way that the nature is.
Oh, yeah. Somebody's going to say,
there's always one or two people.
Kids, quit wasting me 5 minutes opening the mail. Who cares? But yeah.
There's a Facebook group that we have no formal affiliation to, but it's just a lot of people that, it's not even our membership base. It's just people that do this for a living. And they, once in a while, they have the stuff recorded and they put it on there, like the MP3 file.
Oh, that's funny.
And it's just people just going, they go nuts.
It's hilarious.
My favorite, I've said this in the distant past, my favorite response, my favorite question a lot of years ago when I was doing my own deals was a woman who called and she said, who raised you?
Exactly. It's so funny. So funny. You know, I say, just expect it and be cool and be patient. It's not a big deal. I mean, the same person that's calling you and that's not happy with your offer is the same person that was yelling at the guy who, you know, charged to rotate his tires and he didn't agree with the price.
Yes.
You know, it's the same. There's always people
There's
out there.
There's always a couple people.
There's, you know, heck, it was me and CVS the other day over the whole insurance thing.
I mean, we all have our
I usually don't get mad. I try so hard not to get mad. And I know our members know that. So they know, like, you know, what happened a couple with the whole LandWatch debacle. Anyway, if I get mad, it's a good reason. There's a really good reason I'm getting mad.
Right.
So thank you.
So you're going to get some hate, and you don't want a 500 calls on an 800 unit mailer.
Correct.
But you're going to get some expletives left on your voicemail. And in fact, a lot of people, what they do very effectively, we do this too, is we have someone else answer the phone. Like an answering service, and then they read. Well, yeah, in our case, it's our staff. But if you're just starting out, if you get an answering service, and they read a scripted answering service, so you can read the scripts real quick. Yeah. You don't have to listen to it. You know, it's a lot faster than listening.
Right.
My attorney told me this one time. I've always wondered why the court recorders, they're in the back typing, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, it's 2017. Yeah. I asked our attorney, Ken, I'm like, what do you think they could, you know,
hello, there's a way I could talk to my pen.
And he said
microphone.
This.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to listen to a court case I mean, audio listen, it takes hours and hours and hours. And he said, you can read a court case or read the transcript from a court case in about 30 seconds.
True.
So you just read a lot faster than you can listen. So that's why they do it.
But why don't they just have the audio turn into a vid?
They could. I don't know. That was his answer, and it actually made a lot of sense to me. So you can do the same thing, my point.
But they can't say strike that, and they can strike that on the audio.
Yeah. Okay, smarty.
Sorry.
No, Steve, you're wrong.
No, I'm just trying to think of a reason. I'm supporting your argument here.
When Jill's mad at me, she uses my first name. Steve, you're wrong.
Did I say that?
No, I just said it. Sorry. That's why I use my name, my first name, not Jack.
Exactly. I think there's better ways to gauge your results. How's that?
Yeah, this is how you gauge your results. You get a bunch of signed offers back and you buy the property for less than half of what it's worth.
That's my better gauge.
That was my punchline to this whole show episode, and it took me 15 minutes and 34 seconds.
There we go. It took us that long to get there. This could have been a lot shorter show.
All kidding aside, there are very predictable results in all this. Mm-hmm. If you do it properly, for about every, you're going to buy 1% of rural vacant land if you do it right. So out of every 100 letters, you should buy one and a half to one. So for every 100 or 200 letters, you can pretty much take this to the bank. If you do it right, you're going to buy a property.
Some have even higher numbers.
For house, for us, it's like 5 to 20.
Well, yeah, some of our people, exactly.
Well, and once you get the experience and you find a niche, like you find an area, that's how you find an area that you really just keep, you bleed the well dry.
Right.
Once you find that, now you're buying 50 properties, from one owner.
Right.
That happens.
That's what I was just going to say. That's what I keep hearing. Our people keep stumbling across more often than I realize these just wealth of property with one person. It's awesome.
Exactly. And then for houses, to complete the thought, for every 1,000 to 2,000 offers, you buy a house. Mm-hmm. And that's scraping the bottom from a pricing standpoint. Jill and I scrape the bottom. We have members who just are happy sending them out for 80% of what the retail value is, and they're very, very happy. Because if you line up this business model against other business models from a profit margin standpoint, this is unheard of to double your money.
I know.
We double our money every day.
Exactly. That's our goal. Man, 50% is great.
20%
in most industries is great. What is Costco's margin? 15?
Their markup is 15.
Markup is 15. Okay.
They do not mark any. So their cost.
Yeah, 15.
They have a cost and they mark it up 15, the max.
That's right. Because we watched that video. It was like on YouTube video or Netflix.
Their whole business model is subscription. So the $50 the membership pay annual, is it 50?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, around there.
That's their whole business model. They make billions of dollars in membership fees.
And then everybody else pays for the buildings and all that. Got it.
Yes, that's exactly right. And labor and everything.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love it.
It's brilliant, I think.
Good.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Yeah, I forgot to say, we used to keep a board of all the funny things that people, they hate. And just through the letters you sent back. There was one, I mentioned this on a call last week. I received it for, somebody was so upset with an offer, this is a lot of years ago, an offer that I sent, that they did a bunch of research, found out where I lived, and sent a FedEx expletive like for once a week for like 6 months.
That's great. That's so darn funny.
I love that stuff.
I think that's hilarious. They spent that much money to get their point across, which is so silly.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Yep.
If you don't like it, I don't care. It's not for you. Throw it away.
Exactly. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.